It is the gutter Neil Atkinson stepping into the almighty, enormous, massive, incomprehensible shoes of Rob Gutman. You've never known shoes like it. It is an intimidating pair of brogues that Gutman has for all of his transfer dealings. Maybe even more like wellies for him to really get down deep, deep, down, down, down into the sewage that is the gutter. He's been messaging me, just wants me to be on top of events and stuff like that all the way through. So with that slightly in mind, we are going to go through, well, a few little bits. And Gareth Roberts before the show has pointed out to me the philosophical difference between all incomings are finished and all incomings are unlikely. Finished has moved to unlikely, Gareth, in the general transfer lexicon of people who cover Liverpool.
Yeah, and that's interesting, isn't it? And I think, you know, at this time of year, you do dive on stuff like that. I mean, the idea that Liverpool are done is all predicated on believing the line that was in Joycey's report a couple of weeks ago, and everyone's like, you know, screenshotted it, sent it to mates, their WhatsApp groups have lit up from there on in.
Ping, ping, ping.
And then we've talked about it ever since on here as well. But yeah, you know, Neil's done his comprehensive piece about the midfield and about potential targets, and he says club sources, for what it's worth, suggest that further incomes are unlikely this summer. So you're saying there's a chance then?
Well, that is the realm of it. It's an excellent piece. It's on goal.com, like all the Neil stuff is. He's very, very thorough going through Liverpool's midfield options and rattling all the way through. And Ian Ryan, we'll start a bit at the end. This to me feels very much like this is a conversation about Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and perhaps to a slight extent Naby Keita before it's a conversation about the incomings. The Liverpool language around Chamberlain's really, really interesting. It feels to me as though Liverpool, I think as a matter of principle, they like to feel as though they extract value all the time. So everyone will know if you're going to deal with Liverpool, you've got to pay what they're asking. They're not going to pull the punches. The Chamberlain thing to me feels a bit like this, that unless Chamberlain is prepared to kick up a bit of a stink, it'll need Liverpool to get an offer they're very, very, very much into in order to make anything happen at this point.